For Open Source RVA, I'm Brittany Tracy, and here's the news. The final report of the Mayoral Breastfeeding Commission was submitted to Mayor Dwight C. Jones on Tuesday. The report took 2 years analyzing breastfeeding resources in Richmond and identifying the populations most in need of outreach and education initiatives, specifically low-income mothers. The report highlights 4 basic recommendations for the continued promotion of breastfeeding as a public health initiative. Commission member Leslie Little, a prenatal yoga instructor, certified childbirth educator, and co-founder of the Maternity Resource Center, Nurture, spoke with Open Source about breastfeeding as a public health initiative with real benefits for mother, child, and society. Not only are there proven beneficial health outcomes from natural, nutritionally optimal mother's milk, but dramatically reduced likelihood of disease for both parties and huge social savings in treatment costs. The American Academy of Pediatricians recommends breastfeeding until baby's first birthday, and Little says that
if 90% of women could breastfeed until that 1 year point, it's been estimated that that would create $17 billion a year in cost savings just for the mothers. When mothers breastfeed, they reduce their own incidence of heart attacks, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and type 2 diabetes, and obesity. And suboptimal breastfeeding rates contribute to about $13 billion a year in pediatric costs. So babies that have higher incidences of diarrhea, allergies, asthma, fibs, and including obesity later in life.
Little is also employed by the Virginia Foundation for Healthy Youth's Richmond Healthy Start Initiative. She researches how childhood obesity could be drastically reduced with a simple step, breastfeeding.
If we could enable women to successfully breastfeed, we could save enormous amounts of money and profoundly influence the health of not only the current generation of women, but the future generations of children, not just while they're children, but throughout their lives.
Education is the keystone bridging all 4 recommendations of the Mayoral Commission for Richmond's health systems to become, quote, baby-friendly accredited, and training mothers in accordance with the baby-friendly hospital initiative guidelines, for Richmond businesses to provide lactation support programs and spaces for their employees and patrons, for Richmond healthcare providers in prenatal, postpartum, or child-rearing fields to present coordinated resources and a strong message of support for breastfeeding, and for a social media campaign to provide the public with information on the benefits and importance of breastfeeding. Little says she expects to be involved with the last 2 recommendations, education for expecting families and new mothers, and education for the public.
In order for women to be able to successfully breastfeed, the community has to be supporting her. So making our community aware that this is not just a lifestyle choice, but it's a serious and significant public health issue.
And speaking of educating the community, the Big Latch On, a global event to raise awareness and advocate for breastfeeding, came to Richmond in 2012 and will be back on August 3rd. The event is co-sponsored by all of the major health systems in Richmond, Bon Secours, VCU Medical, and HDA Medical.
Our ultimate goal is to have a dedicated maternity resource center where we're holding classes. And eventually, we hope to have lactation consultants and lactation classes in our facilities. Meantime, we're working on the community engagement piece. So if we can help to highlight issues like breastfeeding and make the general community more aware that this is not just an issue for childbearing families, but it really is a community health issue that we all should be supporting, we'll feel like we've gone a long way to helping breastfeeding and lactation in Riverside.